In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get Donkey of the Day, please tell me?
I have become Donkey of the Day.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, October 29th goes to Peter. How do I say this respectfully? Peter, I'm just sick of y'all. I really am. Okay, we all are. I bet if I did a survey, 100% of Americans who aren't members of PETA would agree that we just plain sick of y'all. Okay, we just are. With all the real issues in the world, here y'all come protesting and raising hell over things that don't make any logical sense. Why is PETA getting donkey of the day today? Let's go to WFXG Fox 54 for the report, please.
The animal rights organization PETA has called for baseball to eliminate the term bullpen to describe the location where pitchers warm up. PETA says the term connotates cruelty to bulls. It suggests baseball instead adopts the term arm barn.
So would it offend him to say this story is some bull? Huh?
Yes.
I guess this whole segment offends them. Donkey of the day, you know, reducing people to donkeys. First of all, what bothers me about all of this is we are telling people what's offensive to animals. Unless one of y'all is Dr. Doolittle and have talked to these animals, all right, and these animals have talked back to you, then how the hell y'all know? All right, humans named these species of creatures we call bulls. A bull didn't walk up to a human and say, "Hi, I am a bull." All these people with me, we're all bulls. I'm bull one, that's bull two, that's bull three, that's bull four. In fact, that's what's actually offensive, that you all give one population of creatures the same exact name. Oh, you don't think it's rude? Imagine someone not calling you by your real individual name and just lumping you all in together and making general statements like the whites, the blacks, you women, the gays, the Jews, the Mexicans at the border, the Haitians at the border. No, these are people. Okay, I know you attempted to herd the Haitian, you know, migrants like cattle at the border some weeks ago, but these are people with names, souls, personalities, just like these animals that y'all just be naming and then getting mad at us for using names that you made up to describe them. Not to mention, the word bull isn't just a word for an uncastrated adult male of domestic cattle. It is also a person who buys shares hoping to sell them at a higher price later. And guess what? Words matter. So when you put the words bull and pin together, I know exactly what they are talking about, and it has nothing to do with uncastrated males of domestic cattle or a person who buys shares hoping to sell them at a higher price later. And even if it did, so what? They're paying homage to the bull by calling it the bullpen. That's respect, if you ask me. What's next? You're going to try to get the Chicago Bulls to change their name? Huh? Bulls are associated with the greatest NBA player in history. All right? One of the greatest NBA... No, not one of. The greatest NBA player in history calls himself a bull. Okay? One of the greatest organizations in history, the Chicago Bulls, call themselves a bull. And you're going to take that from them? You don't really love bulls like you say you do. Now they want to change the name of the bullpen to the Arm Barn. Did I hear that right? Was it Arm Barn? Well, as a person with two arms, this offends me. Okay, have they consulted with arms around the world to see if this is okay? Huh? How come the same rules for bulls don't apply to arms? And furthermore, Peter, have you talked to any cows, horses, pigs, sheep, goats, chickens maybe, and asked them if it's okay to name this place after where they live? I couldn't just call something an arm mosque or an arm synagogue or arm cella. There would be consequences and repercussions to doing that. But since you know animals can't speak for themselves, you know, or at least to us humans, you have decided to speak for them and try to tell us what we can or can't do or what we can and can't say about them. It's wrong when we choose to name something after a name humans gave said something, but when PETA does it, it's fine. Ha! Ha ha ha! Tracy Ryman, a PETA exec, said words matter, okay? In baseball bullpens devalue talented players and mock the misery of sensitive animals. Not only are you telling animals what they are called? You're telling them how they feel now? Oh, the gall, PETA. You don't know if they're actually bulls. That's what humans named them. And you damn sure don't know if they're sensitive. The arrogance. Moral of the story. We named all these creatures. We named all these things. Humans. That's something somebody made up. Everything on this planet, living or not, is named something because someone gave it said name. We only humans because someone said we were humans. Hell, we could have been sugar. All right? Sugar could be called blood. Tables could be called chairs. Chairs could be walls. Names are just words that we use to identify. And until someone at PETA has talked to a bull to tell me that a bull is offended by the term bullpen, I'm going to have to call bull on this whole situation. Okay? I'm going to need PETA to shut the F up forever. Please give PETA the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey. Of the day, ooh, you are the donkey of the day, yee-haw.
All right. Well,
by the way, PETA said they don't want athletes saying that they pulled their hamstring anymore. They said it's offensive to pigs and shrinks. And don't refer to people as having camel toe. It's offensive to camel and toes. And do you know one of the greatest joys of my life was when we had Ingrid Newkirk, CEO of PETA. You know, the Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club speaks to a wide range of people. Right. And I love talking to people from, you know, different areas of life. And when Ingrid Newkirk, CEO of PETA, was on here, oh, it brought me so much happiness to talk to her. You hear me? Can we play a little bit of that? Dan, let's flashback. Same difference.
We ate everybody else. And like I say everybody.
Like who?
Well, we ate veal, for example. That was one of... No, you know, hey, Charmaine, you know, veal, It's the baby cow, and the mother loves that cow.
That's why it's so tender.
Mother's love.
I've heard a lot of people say you should always eat the mother if you're going to eat the child, too.
Well, it actually would be a courtesy if you shot the mother first in the head when she wasn't looking, but no.
I am a more healed version of myself, and I try to see things from, you know, a lot of different perspectives.
Yeah.
This perspective would never make any sense to me.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, when we come back, we got the positive note and more, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.